This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen...
No, folks, don't rock the boat. Just let the corrupting government continuously do that. Like, bypass you, the people. And we're going to continue to do so until the American people say enough is enough. Lawfully. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. As I said right during the intro, friends, it's just absolutely amazing to me. You have the President of the United States of America stating, not just yesterday, but today, again, he's going to go ahead and go forward with his plans concerning amnesty. In other words, another affront, an attack on the American Constitution, we the people, as he's been doing for the last 5.5 years. But he said he's going to go forward regardless if Congress approves of what he does or what he does not do.
Can I pipe in here for just a second?
That is illegal. That is the act of a tyrant. That is a dictator. He does not have the authority to do that, just saying.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we just heard the news and, you know, he was saying that. It's like, you know, it's almost like saying, hey, yeah, you know, the president's going to, you know, or someone is going to rob a bank at 3 p.m. and there's nothing you can do about it. It's almost like, well, the president's going to continue to bypass Congress and blah, blah, blah. Almost like this is normal. It's like, does anybody hear what I'm hearing here? It's almost like saying, yeah, I'm going to go rob a bank at 3 p.m. and I'm putting it right in your face and na 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 boo boo, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, it's na na na. Na-na.
Yeah, whatever. Na-na-na-na-na.
I've never heard of na-na-na-boo-boo.
You've never heard of na-na-na-boo-boo?
No, never have.
This must be my generation.
It must
be. Because na-na-na-boo-boo is definitely out there. But the point is, it's so outrageous and ridiculous.
It is outrageous, yes.
And people can just sit down, you know.
They'll always do whatever you let them get away with.
That's so true. It's so frustrating for me. I can't almost put it into words.
Yes. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, one fan page, one personal page. And you surely can also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words. Again, extracted from none other than Jesus Christ himself, derived from none other than Jesus Christ himself, 1 John 3:18. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our little Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to make sure that we are led by the Spirit. For as Scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, of course, this week is 4th of July week, so I'm going to keep continuing on with the freedom and liberty theme. And I want to just give you some of these quotes from their founding forefathers and have you reflect a little bit upon them. Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, "How little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of and which no other people on earth enjoy." It's so sad that a lot of times things have to be taken away from people in order for them to realize what they really had. And in this case, our freedom and liberty is so precious. We want to make sure that we have and do everything that we can to preserve it while there's time. And like you said, I also fight lawfully. In fact, liberty was so important that Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." There was no other alternative. Either I was going to have liberty, said Patrick Henry, or death. And, of course, we know that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Now, I want to give you this quote by James Madison. He said, "I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedoms of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations." But what we're finding out in America today is we're seeing these violent and sudden usurpations, but we're not seeing the reaction of the people to stop it. We have a job to do. We have our freedom to preserve. We have this blessing passed down to us from our founding forefathers and many people along the way who have sacrificed their lives and their families and their fortunes for our freedom. We need to make sure that we don't drop that baton and drop that ball, that we pick it up and we continuously go forward so we can preserve it for our children. And in fact, it was Samuel Adams who said this: "The truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. The problem is, we're finding a lot of people who complain about the problem, but they're not willing to stand up and do something about the problem."
Apathy and tolerance are the sign of a dying nation.
That's
and what follows
right.
decadence, or I'm sorry, what follows luxury? Decadence,
That's
said
right.
John Adams.
So we have a job to do. We have freedom to defend, and not just defend, but push forward. We don't want to be on the defensive. We want to be on the offensive to make sure that we preserve our freedoms and our liberties for our children and their children. Amen. So that's about what I was talking about with that. And I'll say one more thing, too. Patrick Henry, he said, "The liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Now, isn't that interesting?
How say it again.
It says, "The liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them."
Well, we don't have rulers. We have representatives.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the point is,
no, I get it.
Is, you know, if we're going to have rulers or representatives in our case who are having these private meetings and secretly, you know, meeting and
yeah,
having these White House meetings,
behind closed doors, yeah.
You know, the liberties of the people will never be secure. And it comes to a point where people need to stand up and say enough is enough. And in, you know, even going back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the program, Bradley, with you know, President Obama, oh, he's going to continue to bypass Congress. It's almost like what? It's almost like someone going up to you and slapping you in the face and you doing nothing about it. These
well,
are
and the
blatant.
Reason and the reason Congress stands down is because they're compromised men and women. And if they weren't, which one of them are calling for impeachment?
Right, exactly. And you know,
yeah,
we
they're
can
very
say,
telling. They're telling on themselves is what they're doing,
and
by
you know,
what they're not doing.
And we, the people, we can look at Congress and say, well, they're not doing their job, and of course they're not. But you know what? Regardless of whether or not they do their job or they don't do their job, we, the people, it's up to us to make sure that we have liberties and freedoms. And it's up to us to rally together to do something about the problem. You know, we can look at our representatives. If they're not doing their job, we need to get them out of office
yep.
and replace them with people who are going to do their job. And for some of you listening, that might just be you. You might say, well, I'm not qualified. Well, listen, I don't really
Neither
know.
Neither are
we. Yeah, exactly. God is not.
God qualifies you. He uses you for your availabilities, not your abilities.
Yeah, you can think of so many instances in the Bible of men and women who are not qualified. Moses was slow of speech. Okay, it's like, Lord, I can't do this. You know, Gideon, it's like, well, I'm the least in my father's house. Look
Saul.
At David. Yep. He was the last one picked. All of these men in the Bible, God used them because they were willing to be used by him, even though they didn't
and
have the best
And if they thought they were qualified, then they were broken down. You can just ask Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. As Martin Luther said, he said, "Are you nothing?" He said, "Until a man becomes nothing, God cannot make anything out of him." So,
right on.
That's right. And now, one more thing. The natural liberty...
You said that like three times now.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, this is my third one more thing.
Okay.
The natural liberty of man is to be free from any superior power on earth and not to be under the will or legislative authority of man, but only to have the law of nature for his rule. If we can learn to govern ourselves according to the laws of God in righteousness, we can do something about this unlawful government.
And you got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come right back and talk about the man who ate...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Remember watching a program probably, I don't know how many years ago. I'll never forget the analogy because it just flashed right in my mind like, okay, guys, how's that working out for the guy laying on the bed? Now, right before the break, I was actually telling you, about the man that ate too much food. As a matter of fact, he ate so much food he couldn't even get out of his own bed. Huh. A lot of people are saying, yeah, I know what that's like, man.
Eating so much food they can't get out of bed?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, you guys all remember the movie, or I'm sorry, not the movie, but the television show Geraldo years ago. By the way, I seen him at the RNC last year. He's a short guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And interesting.
He's on Fox now, isn't he?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Don't really care for a whole lot that he has to say.
Yeah, that's true.
And, but anyways, in saying that, there was a man that was laying on a bed, and they were talking about obese individuals, and what they did is they brought an individual, like I said, as a man laying on a bed, and he was there. And what was interesting is the camera crew kept going back and forth from this big man that was laying on a bed who couldn't get out. And I'll tell you why he couldn't get out of the bed, because he ate himself into the position where he was. And what was interesting about this particular situation is the camera crew kept going back from the guest audience to the man lying on the bed who couldn't get out of bed because he ate so much food. And what was interesting is I noticed that the camera crew was playing the emotions of the viewer because, again, they kept going back and forth and back and forth. And I noticed tears were running down the face of those that were looking at this poor, poor man who just couldn't help himself. And what's interesting about that is the fact that, you know, everybody sat there and felt sorry for the man because they said that the man was sick and he had an eating disorder. And sure enough, I knew if I just gave it a little time, they were going to hang themselves with what they were trying to show the people if you were paying attention to it like I was. Well, lo and behold, sure enough, I noticed when they pulled the camera back right under this big man's face who just couldn't get out of bed because he couldn't help himself. He was sick. and he had an eating disorder. I noticed right under his face, friends, was a big plate of food, and I noticed that it was his hand taking that food off the plate and shoving it back into his face.
Mm-hmm.
And yet everybody in that guest audience sat there and felt sorry for the man who just couldn't help himself, but he could help himself when he was taking that food and literally overeating, killing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's
lasciviousness,
exactly.
It's carnal lust.
And what's love? To look at this man after he's, in a sense, crashed at the bottom of the mountain rather than putting a stop sign at the top of the mountain, prevention is better than cure. What's love? Feeling sorry for him after the destruction has taken place, or loving him enough to say, listen, this is really bad for your health. You cannot.
Oh, no. They didn't love him that way.
Of course.
They loved him so much, they just let him die. As a matter of fact, these were the people that were going to the fridge and getting the food for him so he could remain in the state that he was in. But yet again, here America wonders why it's in the state that it is today.
Right.
You're enabling the situation, friends.
Speaking of enabling, this is exactly what it reminds me of. You know, when you go to a grocery store and they've got these little scooters for overweight, obese people. So rather than having those who need some exercise, and in all seriousness for their health and everything, mm-hmm. to walk through the store to, you know, burn some calories, you know, lose some weight, get healthy where they could actually feel good about themselves, we enable them by providing this little cart for them to sit down and stroll through the store on their wheels rather than walk through the store for their health.
Now, does this mean that you're not going to use one of those little carts anymore?
That's hilarious.
Folks, Webster's 1828, sickness. Listen carefully. Sickness defined in Webster's 1828, a weakened state. Okay? They said this man was sick. I noticed he had a lot of strength. Again, taking that food and shoving it into his face until the point where it killed him. And by the way, it did kill him.
Mm-hmm.
When they had to remove his body from his bedroom, they had to cut the doors off. And the walls off, friends, to get his body out of that bedroom. Okay? Now, the word choice, which he was making, in Webster's 1828, the act of voluntary selection. In other words, no one was putting a gun to his head to make sure that he was eating that food.
He was doing it by his own act.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He was making a choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose. Right? That's Old Testament. Go to Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So everything that we do is a choice because Paul said in Romans 6, but God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. So everything that you do in life is sick and is choice. And keep in mind, friends, that sin is moral, not physical. Everything you do in life is a choice. And on Judgment Day, you're going to have to answer for every thought and every idle word and every work that you have done on this earth before you stand before God and expect to go into the pearly gates.
That's right.
You better make sure you're on the right side of the fence there. But now, I want you to come down Ignorant Alley with me, if you would, okay? Let's say you're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And you're breaking the law by 15 miles an hour. Okay. All of a sudden, you look in the rearview mirror and you see those lights going off. Uh-oh, I'm busted. All of a sudden, you pull over on the side of the road. The cop comes over, writes out a ticket. But what's the first thing he does, friends? He makes reference to the law that you broke. Okay. He can't just give you a ticket because if he just gives you a ticket, the first thing you're going to say, if you're in your right mind, is, well, what law did I break, sir? Well, in most cases, the cop's going to say, I pulled you over because you broke the law. The next question is what law did I break? You were going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. You were going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. That means you were breaking the law by 15 miles an hour. He writes me out a ticket. Now, this is what the younger people are taught. And this is what the church has taught the American people. The professed church in America has taught the American people over the last 60 years in this country because they've lowered the law. Okay? Well, the individual that gets pulled over, the first thing he does is looks at the cop and says, who are you to judge me? Second thing he does is he takes the ticket, he rips it up, throws it at the feet of the cop, and he says, Ossifer, there's something wrong with my foot. I'm sick, and you need to help me. How's that going to fly, friends? It's not, is it? You know what that cop's going to do? He's going to take me out of the car. He's going to frisk me. He's going to throw me in the back of the cop car. And he's going to say, just wait until my friends hear this one.
Yeah.
But this is exactly the mentality that you've taken on in this country, friends. You know that now casinos, now, for example, if you go in and you have a gambling problem, now they're saying it's a sickness. Right. Folks, it's getting to the point. It's a violation
of
the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. It's moral law.
It's so obviously a choice, too, when you're talking about even speeding. Okay, you push your foot down too far by an act of your will and your own choice. And for you to say, well, listen, I'm sick, you just got to help me, I've got this foot disease, I mean, it's laughable. But yet when it comes to, you know, common sense, we do this kind
alcohol,
of stuff all the time.
Alcohol, drugs,
yeah, gambling,
the choices
like
we make, yep, eating. Sick.
Sickness.
You ain't sick. You're making a choice in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But it works for the bureaucracy. And I want to tell you what, bureaucracy are there just waiting for the next lawbreaker they can find and try to create some sort of sickness out of it in hopes that the American people will fall for it. Now, going back to the first story I told you, if you've been listening to this consistently over the last week and a half, we've been talking about the high school program here. I talked about a man that my mom had called me about and said, will you go up and see this man? He's got 2 to 10 days to live. He's an alcoholic. He's drank so much that his kidneys and his liver have shut down. And interestingly enough, we had went up there. We had prayed for him. And, of course, the Lord raised him up. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is still the same. The Lord is the Lord that healeth thee. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And interestingly enough, I just basically ran him through the law really quick. We prayed for him. He was healed. I asked my mom 6 months. 6 months after I prayed for this individual. And what was interesting about this guy, and keep in mind, remember the terror-stricken look that he had on his face. What was interesting is when I asked my mom, is he drank again, is he drinking booze again, she said this to me. She said, are you crazy? Dan has not even thought about taking another drink.
That sickness was cured
all
up pretty
of a sudden,
fast,
wasn't
it?
He didn't need to go to AA.
That's right.
He didn't need a doctor to tell him he was sick. No, he thought he was going to die. And because he thought he was going to die, guess what he did? He made a choice to quit drinking. He agreed with Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, because the cure for alcoholism and drug addiction and obesity and I got a problem gambling all my money away is total abstention. Stop. Don't do it no more. Now, let me say this. If Dan was sick, he couldn't have helped himself, right? No, but he did. He made a choice. He quit doing it. He quit drinking. See, because Dan was not sick, Dan made a choice to live, and to this day, he's not even thought about taking another drink. Friends, 1-866-233-0747. Pro, con, lay it out there on the table. Stay the course. 1-866-233-0747. This is the mentality that the American people have taken on in so many ways. And by the way, in the spiritual, this is what the church calls grace. You're sick. You can't help yourself. No, you can obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Yes, you can.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
So why is it that when a person overeats and dies of obesity, America falls for the lie and then calls that person sick? Not responsible. Why is it that when the youth drinks, when they shouldn't be drinking alcohol, we overlook the law that says it's illegal to drink alcohol before the age of 21 years old? We then call that person sick instead of being a lawbreaker. We put them in counseling rather than in jail. You know, to bring forth penitence, it's called repentance, people. Why is it that when a crime is committed, we blame the weapon instead of the criminal using the weapons? That's called stupidity. Why is it that when the youth use drugs, we overlook the law that says it's illegal to use drugs? We then call that person sick instead of being a law breaker. Again, the very definition of stupidity. Why is it that we buy what the media promotes, such as sex and perversion, and then wonder why we have sexual disease, rape, and or abortion? And then what we do is we have the audacity to say that when they pick up a disease, well, that was an accident. When they rape, the rapist is sick, and abortion, they call it a choice. Wow. Folks, the bottom line is America needs to take responsibility for the actions that she makes. We are where we're at today because we want someone else to take responsibility. And it's not going to fly, my friends, on Judgment Day. Now, I got a weird question for you. It's kind of weird. Now, if I actually open the lines up to this question, probably be inundated with calls. But here's the weird question, folks. Have you ever been to the bathroom before?
You know, I can probably safely say that everybody in America would say yes to that.
I appreciate that. You ever notice when you go into the bathroom, they have that little dimmer switch on the right there? You can turn the lights all the way up or you can turn them all the way down. Well, if you turn those lights all the way up, you don't look so good, do you, friends? You can see your thinning hair, maybe, or your open pores, or your yellowing teeth. You get the point? But see what happens when you begin to turn the lights down? The commandment is a lamp. The law is light. And reproofs of instructions are the way to life. Huh. Well, I've never heard that before. Are you starting to understand what I've been doing, friends? I'm showing you that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. I'm showing you that you are carnal souled to understand. I'm telling you that's why you need Jesus Christ and grace. Moses brought the law. Jesus brought the grace and truth. Okay? But you notice what happens when you turn those lights down. All of a sudden, your hair looks a little bit thicker as you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Your teeth look really white. If I turn it down just a little bit more, all of a sudden, those pores in your face, they just, well, they kind of dissipate.
That's right. Decrease
you look great.
A little bit.
Oh, you look great. And all of a sudden, you look at the camera. Or, I'm sorry, not the camera. You look at the mirror and you say to yourself, man, I got those lights turned down so far. Who wouldn't want me, Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Right? Folks, since we've lowered the law in 1962, again, remember I'm doing a public high school assembly program here, teen pregnancy between the ages of 10 and 14 years old is up 500%. See, thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not fornicate, I'm adding. All right, 1 Corinthians 6:9. See, because fornicators and adulterers shall have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Well, since they've taken that away, guess what? Crime goes up, of course. Hey, banks are going to be robbed, too, as long as they know that there's not armed police officers in them. All right? Violent crimes are up 749% since 1962, since America has said, oh, okay, that's okay, Supreme Court. You just go ahead and commit an oligarchy. You just tell us, Supreme Court, oh, wise ones, you just tell us that it's not a permissible objective to read and venerate the Ten Commandments. Then we wonder why kids are walking into public schools across the country shooting up their schools. Well, you said it's okay. Well, how did you do that? How did we do that, Bradley? Well, you said it's okay to take away thou shalt not kill, the stop signs. See, abortion is up 1,000% since 1973. That's 57 million babies. That's 57 million individuals. That's 18 consecutive states that have been aborted since 1973. And you think for one moment, friends, let's be honest with ourselves, you think for one moment everything is okay with us in heaven?
God hates hands that shed innocent blood. You'll find that in Proverbs
6.
Mm-hmm.
STDs are up 1,000%. They are higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade than they are in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Suicide is up. 5,000 out of every 500,000 kids take their own lives. And we get the sad duty of seeing that when we're doing public assemblies. You know, I remember one particular school, I believe it was Pelican Rapids, that right when we got there the week before, someone took themselves out. We were a week late, friends. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Life is hard. It is not easy. And don't forget that. Do not forget that. Do you remember that particular school?
Yeah, well, the one particular one that you're talking about, I don't quite remember that one, but I do remember we were in one school in Minnesota, actually, in Sandstone, and there was a girl who I believe was in a wheelchair, and she got picked on so much that she took her own life in the bathroom.
That's right. So, that's right, Sandstone,
yeah,
Minnesota.
Sandstone, yeah.
What about the 15-year-old boy who was tired of being picked on? So what he decided to do is he decided to go stand in front of a train.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we get to hear this, friends.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Houdini before? Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. Several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. The people of this small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to go ahead and give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind themselves, and then left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. Why wouldn't this jail door open? Houdini asked himself. After 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated and began sweating so hard that his confidence began to waver. And after 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Friends, the door swung wide open. The door was never locked. The officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that door was locked when in truth it was not. As a matter of fact, the only place that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. He couldn't open up that prison door because of his locked-in mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I love that analogy.
It's such
right
a
on.
Gold nugget of truth, especially for people that are going through hard times. Listen, you don't understand that lots of times you have to go through those hard times. It's like, you know, when you're in the storm in the middle of the sea, it's like, will this storm ever end? Well, listen, there is a calm. The Lord does calm the storm and calm the sea. And
there life, is a shore.
Of course. Yes. And life is difficult, but it's those difficulties oftentimes that form your character and really cause you to see who you are on the inside when you make it through. And when you make it through, you can help others do the same thing.
In San Francisco in 1992, they took 28 students who had the worst SAT test scores and three of the worst teachers that they had in the city. They lied to them and they told them that they were the best. They did a follow-up on them 1 year later, and friends, you know what they found? They found out that the 28 worst test scores and the worst three teachers were now the best test scores and the best three teachers they had. Why? Because they were told that they were the best in Christ, not outside of Christ.
Yep. And it goes both ways, I think. You know, you hear that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. First of all, you look at those kids who commit suicide because of all the negative things that they get all the time. But also, the flip side, you're talking about this San Francisco and these teachers and students. They were told they were the best. They were encouraged. So they strove to be the best because they always had that encouragement going on for them.
That's right. So sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the furthest thing from the truth, because words cause wars and words end wars. People need to think.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
It totally is. Now, interestingly enough, it was also Jesus that said through the work of the law, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Matthew 11:28-30. Now what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to go all the way back to what I began with about a week and a half ago. Remember my original question? I said, what would you think of me if I said, let's take all the stop signs down, the warning signs, you know, do not enter, go this way, the speed limit signs and the such? Here's a better way of putting it. What would Bambi think if before crossing the street I said, hey, let's take down the signs? Deer crossing signs. What do you think Bambi would do if I said that? Well, he'd probably stick his horns in my butt and say, you're crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you
for
know
those.
The safety.
Okay, now I just want to make sure. Bambi, is Bambi a girl or is Bambi a.
You know, that's funny.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, I just need to do this because I wonder if they purposely did that to confuse the kids concerning gender identity.
You know, I don't even know if I've ever, I think I've seen that show maybe once, but I don't know if I've seen the whole thing through, but that is kind of like Winnie the Pooh, you know? Is that supposed to be a boy or is that supposed to be a girl? It's kind of interesting because it could go either way.
Well, it's kind of like Kim. A guy can be named Kim.
Yeah.
A girl can be named Kim.
Yep.
Or Pat.
That's right.
You know, a guy can be named Pat or a girl can be, you know, be named Pat.
Or Sam. Like a boy can
be
named Sam.
I've seen
a
that
girl
too.
Can be named Sam too. Samantha.
You probably shouldn't have said that. Bambi's
well,
gender. Doing
way.
Live radio, friends. Bambi's gender. Other people are asking the same question. Is Bambi male or female?
I bet you'll get a caller on this one.
Oh, my goodness, friends.
1-866.
I think I just opened up a can of worms.
233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hey, folks, somebody's got to tell me what the deal is here, because I'm not finding it.
How about Bambi?
Hang on. We're doing live radio here, friends. I'm all over the place. Other people are asking the question.
Is Bambi a boy or a girl?
A young deer in the first year. A fawn.
A fawn is a young deer in the first year?
I do know. For those that didn't know, we're speaking about Bambi right now. Did you know that when Bambi was... remember the shooting during the movie Bambi?
Like the mother was shot?
Yeah, did you know that that really turned people onto the gun rights activists?
Yeah.
And said we need to do something because their feelings were hurt.
Oh, yeah. That goes with anything. I mean, you look at any kind of... I mean, anything that they promote through a movie where there's influence there. I mean, we've talked about this earlier. You know, you do... Karate Kid, everyone wants to join karate. You do Rocky, everyone wants to be a boxer. You talk about, you know, poor little Bambi, then of course people are going to feel bad for Bambi and say, we've got to do something about this. It just shows the influence of Hollywood, which is why it's so important to make sure that you monitor what you and your children, not just your children, but you and your children watch.
Yeah. I'm serious. 1-866-233-0747. I think everybody must be as bewildered as I am.
Yeah, I don't really don't know. I don't really don't remember much about that show. But there is
Now I know you're telling me I have.
No,
to.
I really don't
you
remember that show.
You are a Bambi
show.
Fan.
I think I watched Bambi at like my sister babysat at someone's house, and we watched it over there, or it was playing over there or something. But I really don't know much about Bambi. I would think my guess would be Bambi would be a boy.
See,
but I know Sam
why?
Thought Bambi was a girl. I don't know, just because I think,
what?
Like, same thing, I think Winnie the Pooh is a boy.
I think Bambi's a girl and Winnie the Pooh's a boy.
Okay, any other thoughts over
there?
Well,
no, I think this is pretty sad in America that we have to try to figure out what their gender is.
Yeah, the different answers. Is Bambi a boy or a girl? Yeah. Is Bambi on the Disney movie Bambi a girl or a boy, dear? More results ask.
Okay, Winnie the Pooh is gender, he's male. Yeah, he's male.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, I mean, you know, although he sounds a little, what's the word, soft, you know, whatever, I definitely would consider him to be a boy.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, so I'm stuck on this right now, friend. Oh. And for the sake of jumping topics right now, which I'm going to spend on gun control, I don't want to jump.
Well, how about while you're looking if Bambi is a boy or a girl, and if we have a caller that wants to call in and give some thoughts on this, how about
what
I go
are they
ahead?
Saying, Chase? Oh, they're confused, too. We got some phone calls. They're confused, friends.
We got a shook head. But, you know, while you are talking about Bambi and looking up more information for this very important topic, such as Bambi, whether or not...
Okay, wait a second. But why is it that I just went to Winnie the Pooh and it said right away what the gender was? Why are other people asking the same questions?
I don't know.
I'm not being funny because this is confusing to a kid. It's not there. People are asking the same question.
Well, you know, normally there's like some sort of reference, I would think, in the show to him or her. Wouldn't there be some sort of like, go tell him or go tell her?
Okay, so Tom from Maryland said Bambi is a boy.
Okay.
How do you know that, Tom?
Is Tom online?
Oh, Tom's online?
Okay, Tom.
Tom, how do you know that?
You know what? I'm not sure how I know that. I am pretty sure that I recall someone debating that very bizarre issue as if it matters at all. And the conclusion, I think my wife had come up with the conclusion, and she spoke like an authority that Bambi was absolutely a boy. I can tell you this, little Bambis are... whether they be boys or girls, they're not as depicted by Disney as much of what Disney will show you. It's not true. I've actually seen Bambi use its hoof paw, whatever you want to call it, to impale a woman through her skull. They're actually pretty dangerous. Don't try to pet Bambi if you see it in the woods.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I did want to ask you, if you heard about Nancy Pelosi talking about birth control being a religious right, and I wasn't aware that there were religions that held that as a tenet, as a right. I don't know what it would be called.
Well, what I would take back to Nancy Pelosi is I would ask her where she derived her her pretended authority to come in and basically interfere into the church in the first place, because they're way out of their scope of authority. They have no business interfering with the affairs of the church unless they're violating law, which they are not. So I don't know,
maybe there's a religion called slipology, slipologists.
Yeah, these are
loose Luciferians. They've got that covered.
they do what you want to do.
Let's get back to the topic, though, Tom, really quick, because the main characters concerning Bambi, because this really does bother me, is a white-tailed deer, and then it says his parents.
So that's what I'm saying. There should be a reference in the movie, because I haven't seen this for years and years and years, if I've seen the whole thing at all.
Hey, now, can I ask you something, Tom? And I'm not being facetious about this, but you being a police officer in Maryland, have you ever had to deal with a hermaphrodite?
Yes.
You have?
It depends on what you mean by deal with.
How would you approach that individual?
For about a year, so I dealt with all sorts.
Touchy situation?
A sad situation.
Yes.
Most of the time, most of the people that I actually became involved in conversations with I really felt sorry for them. They really had led hard lives.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be the case.
Well, I just hope, you know, in this particular situation, that's not what we're dealing with, but we do know that Bambi is a boy.
Yeah. And
okay. I feel liberated, Tom.
Oh, I'm glad you feel liberated. What I was thinking of is usually, like, you know, in reference, if there's a movie, an hour and a half movie, they'll refer to him as him or her or whatever, so you kind of get the general inclination of what it may be. So
you know, here, put Tom back on really quick. I got a real quick question. I'm going to be.
I don't know if he can hear you right now.
Okay.
He's on the line with Tom.
Hey, Tom, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, maybe the question here is Nancy Pelosi is that a boy or is that a girl?
I don't know. People who are actually going through really tough, brutal lives from different genetic variations that occur, not by God. God doesn't make junk. You know, we've
That's right.
set up this environment enough that we're causing this. It really irks me when you've got our government really promoting vice. And I'll tell you, vice is a real effective form of control. A lot of people don't realize. I think it was St. Augustine who said that a man has as many masters as vices. If you notice, our current government, it's vice after vice after vice that they promote.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. The more immoral people become, the more government contrives policy, which they call law, to throw on the people. They're bringing them back into bondage. And if you want to use that word vice, it's perfect. That's exactly right, Tom. No question about it. For the sake of time, I have to fly. Pick it up, Chase. Steph, it's all yours. You got less than a minute.
All right. I just want to say to everyone who wants to join us together in restoring this country back to its foundational principles found in the Bible and the Constitution, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and make a secure donation. For those of you that say, listen, I want to become a son or daughter of liberty because I want to partner together with you. I feel like this is a worthwhile cause. I love what you guys are doing. You don't mince words, and you stick to the issues, and you're not afraid to say it like it is, black and white. I think people are so sick and tired of the same old non-offensive, don't want to offend anyone rhetoric, and you want to become a son or daughter of liberty. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. That you can do that in four easy steps, one of four, and it's a very good thing to do. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I got
Thanks.
Bradley over here.
Thanks for the call, Tom, from Maryland. I do want to say this, and I'm not kidding you. I have seen transvestites that you would not know the difference, and it's scary. Now, going back to Nancy Pelosi, I do know that she is a witch. I mean, to the very extreme, she is a witch.
On, you know.
But how do you even... See, they like to use people like Pelosi and Reid and Obama. They love to use them as talking points because they're controversial figures, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't stand for anything and they fall for everything, so they're easy to talk about. You know, the fact of the matter is people really need to ask our representation. She's out of California, by the way. You know, what are you doing here? You're not standing for anything, and you're confusing everybody else. And we brought that into the conversation of gender. I mean, you're talking about going back to Bambi and then going over to Nancy Pelosi. It's just like, what's the difference?
Well,
people are trying to figure out whose side are you on.
Yeah, and it's so confusing for her to say that, you know, birth control is a religious right or whatever. Listen, you're not going to find that in the Bible. Sorry. And she's the lady that talks about, oh, the word.
It's beautiful. I just love it.
It's like,
Prince,
listen, lady, you probably haven't read the Bible a day in your life.
No,
your fruit and the actions of what you do, it shows that perfectly. We've got a job to do to stand up against all these wackos.
The only real argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle.
Amen to that.
Exactly right on the money. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. Hey, guys, 4th of July weekend. Enjoy.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.